मत्स्या भजन्ते मां बूढ़ा भाव समन्विता। आई एम दी ओरिजिन ऑफ एवरीथिंग, एवरीथिंग मीन्स यूनिवर्स ऑल्सो, वट एवर यू कैन इमेजिन दैट कम्स विद इन द कैटेगरी ऑफ एवरीथिंग। सो ही कृष्णा इज द सोर्स ऑफ एवरीथिंग, देन इफ यू लव कृष्णा देन यू लव हिम। Actually, that is so. If you love your father, then you love your brother. If you love your country, then you love your countrymen. Suppose we are in foreign country, and here is one gentleman from India, I'm from India. So, naturally, we ask, oh, you come from India, which part of India you come? Why? Attraction for that person. Because I love him. And because he happens to be Indian, then I love him. So the love begins from the origin. If you love your body, then you love your finger. If you are careless of your body or health, you don't care for your thing. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya budha bhava samannita iti matya bhajante ma. One who has understood this fact that God is the origin of all emanation. One has understood this fact very nicely, magnificently. Then by loving God, you love everything. If you think that God is something manufactured by my imagination, then you cannot love universe or God. We have to understand the position of God. In every literature, in every scripture, just like in your Bible, it is said, God said, let there be creation. So there was the creation is the universe. So God created this universe. So if you love God, then you love the universe. That is automatic. If I say, I love my body, everyone loves his body, that does not mean I do not love my finger. So, a God-conscious person, oh, there is a nice example. a hunter, in Sanskrit language it is called bear. He was hunting in the forest and killing the animals, boar and others, deer and so many animals. Hunter's business is to kill animals. So, half dead. And Narada was passing through that road. He saw that this half dead animals were flapping. Who has killed them in that way? Half dead. Why not full kill? So he went to the bear hunter. So why you are doing this business? Better kill them altogether so that they may not suffer. It is very sinful act. So he explained, though I do not know what is sinful or not bad, my father has taught me this business I am doing it. So Narada explained him, so it is not a very good business. You better do another business for your livelihood, simply killing and half killing. Better kill them fully, that is also very good. So he said, then I am committing sins. And Narada said, yes, you are committing sins. Then If I give up this business, how shall I eat? My living? Narada said, all right, I shall give you your necessities of life. I shall supply you to give up this. So he was initiated and he was seated in a sacred place. So the villagers understood that a bear, a hunter, has become a great friend. So everyone was coming and offering some rice, some flowers, some fruits. So he was executing his devotional service according to instruction of Narada. Then after some time, Narada wanted to show that devotee to his friend, Parvat Muni, and he was coming to that devotee, hunter devotee. At that time, the devotee was going to receive Narada, and while going, was very careful that an ant may not be kicked on the path. So he was jumping. Whenever there was an ant, he was jumping. So Narada inquired that why you are coming here, why you are jumping. He says that there are so many ants. So how can I see ants? Just see. The same man was, without any kindness, killing so many animals, he has become kind to the ants. This is universal. As soon as you become Krishna conscious, as soon as you become God conscious, then your real universal ideal, universal consciousness you are. Otherwise it is all simply juggling. There are so many doctrines of universal love, universal friendship, fraternity, but they are fighting and they are killing. Because there is no God consciousness. If you are universal, if you are after universal love, then how you can maintain regular slaughterhouse? How you can think that an American gentleman, a lady is your countryman and not a cow and not a goat, not a serpent? Where is your universal idea? So unless there is development of God consciousness, these universal ideas or these are gone. There cannot be. These are all false jugglery of what? The first business is to understand your identity, identity of God, your relationship, and your action be formed in that way. Then there is personal universe, good universe. Otherwise, it is simply jugglery of what? If you are thinking of universal way, how you can give protection to a human being born in America and send a cow to the slaughterhouse? What is your reason? Universal means all. You have to love everyone.
If I didn't love the cow, it would be a child. Then there's a personal love.
But how can I have this personal?
Because I
just,
to love the child, only I have to exclude other
people. The person as child is a person?
Yes.
How can you have heard person?
Okay.
How can I have heard person? But you say, when you love, how can you have heard a person? What do you mean? By love. Whenever you love universally, the universe, there are so many men, animals, and plants, and beasts, and birds, and so many things. So you have to love everyone. That is universe. You cannot discriminate. Oh, this is not universal, this is universe. Universal means all including. So how you can avoid this person as imperfect? You have to love everyone. That is universe.
if I don't do that, then I have another limitation. And this is false. This is
no, not limitation. The point is, if you love the root, then you love it. Just like if you pour water on the root of the tree, then the branches, the flowers, the leaves, the fruits and everything is nourished. So we have to know the technique how to love. Behold, if somebody is loving the tree, he is pouring water in each every leaves, every branch, every flower, is spoiling his time. Another intelligent man goes and pours one bucket full of water on the root. Why is this root? This is foolishness. That without knowledge of the root, you want to love the branches. Your body, you love your body. Why do you supply your food and the stomach? Why not to the eyes, to the ears, to the nose? Why not individually, every finger, every hand, every part, every ear? No. As soon as you put the food stuff to the stomach, the energy is at once. Similarly, universal love means to love God. They do not know the technique. Yes, this man, this hunter, he loves God, he becomes lover of the ant. Automatically. There is no need of separate education. That you love this land, you love this town, you love this sea, you love this country, you love this man, that white man, black man, this one. No. As soon as you love God and you understand what is God, then you love everything. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that Sarva Jonisu Kaunteya Sambhavanti Murtayaja Tāsāṁ mahajjani brahmāṁ dīja-padat-tutā. People are accessing Bhagavad Gita as something Indian or Hindu, but actually it is not. It is universal. Krishna says that there are so many forms of living entities. There are 8,400,000 of different types of bodies. And all of them are myself. So if you love Krishna, then you love white man, you love American, you love European, you love Indian, you love cow, you love dog, you love serpent, everything. So you have to know the technique. Simply by theoretical knowledge, you cannot make any improvement. And these are practical examples. Because there is no love for God at the present moment, all this nonsense, universal love, fraternity are going to hell. Therefore, we are interested in the Krishna consciousness. You have to change your consciousness. Make it full with Krishna or God. Then everything flows. All right, thank you. If you plan to come and interact in this way, I'm going to be very glad to answer as far as possible. Let us have this system. Quarter to nine. Please join with this system. Hare Krishna. It is very simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.